Hi, what's your name?
My name is Kalila Barnett. I work for the Jamaica Plain Neighborhood Development Corporation.
Okay, I understand that for at least the past several months, there's been a growing campaign around the fate of the Blessed Sacrament Parish in Jamaica Plain. What's going on with this parish? Could you just give us some background information?
So currently the church is closed. The last mass was August of 2004. And most recently in the neighborhood, a couple of things have been happening. One is that the Jamaica Plain Neighborhood Council, which is an elected body of volunteers from all over Jamaica Plain, that sort of act as an intermediary between the city and developers and entities outside of Jamaica Plain, to make sure that Jamaica Plain residents are involved in things in the neighborhood, just concluded two community meetings that were sort of open forums about what to get information about what people wanted to see happen on the Blessed Sacrament site. And large numbers of Jamaica Plain residents, I would say were probably over 200 residents, came out to speak to specifically what were their concerns about the redevelopment of the Blessed Sacrament Church. And the other important piece of that is I believe it was late December, early January of this year, the Archdiocese officially put the Blessed Sacrament Church up for sale. And so currently, any developer who's interested in buying the property has to submit a proposal by April 6th. So the Jamaica Plain Neighborhood Development Corporation is a community development corporation, and we've been in the neighborhood for over 25 years. And our interests in Blessed Sacrament really stem from the fact that it's 3.5 acre site, and it sits right in the heart of the areas where we've been doing pretty much all of our work for the past 20 some odd years. It's really a thriving, vibrant community. A lot of our housing work, our home ownership, and our cooperative housing has been done in that area. And so it's a major, it's a ma the site is huge, and it's, whatever happens with it is going to have a major impact on the surrounding community. And so, as often is the case for community development corporations, we could have thought, we can pressure the church or try to pressure the city, to try to make sure it gets sold for affordable housing. But in this case, we said we should try to buy it, and we should try to develop affordable housing on that site ourselves. Our vision really comes from, I think, the work that we've been doing over the past years in the community. Having some kind of small business component is definitely a strong possibility for the Blessed Sacrament site. In addition to affordable housing, possibly being built in the church space, as well as there's a convent building on the site, and the Pine Street Inn is also interested in looking at that for housing as well. In addition to that, the Compass School, which is on the back of the site, has been there for many years. Is a private public school that works with young people that have severe behavioral and mental issues. And so they're interested in remaining on the site. And if JPNDC does indeed get to buy the site, we're committed to having Compass stay there. And we're also looking, within the development to try to create community space. So we're preserving the church building if we're able to get it, and trying to figure out what are different spaces for community programs, for community activities. That can fit within the site.
And how many affordable housing units would this potentially involve, and how affordable would they be? Do you think that they would be affordable to the average person who lives in that area at this time?
Those are things that we're still trying to work out. And what we're JPNDC is currently proposing right now is a mixed income project. And so we're probably figuring between like 100 and 120 units or so over the course of the entire site, and looking at making roughly a mix of 70% affordable to 30% market rate units. And so, as always, we try to get as much subsidy money as possible to make the units affordable to Jamaica Plain residents.
What is the racial makeup of Hyde and Jackson Squares? And also, what is the economic makeup of those areas? How would you characterize those neighborhoods, and also in relation to the rest of Jamaica Plain?
High Jackson Square and Eggleston Square are the two areas of Jamaica Plain that sort of have the highest concentration of non-whites, so Latinos and African Americans. Probably, I would say this is the area of Jamaica Plain that has the most low income, low to moderate income folks in terms of neighborhood-wide. This has also been a neighborhood over the past several years that's seen tremendous gentrification and tremendous displacement. So streets, you know, in High Jackson, where you would go down and you would see, you know, generations of families of, you know, an owner and that person renting to their son or daughter or something like that, you're increasingly seeing, you know, new condo owners, folks who have paid, you know, upwards of $300,000 to live in High Jackson Square. And so Blessed Sacrament is, you know, is a humongous site and has, you know, has the potential to be really damaging, I think, to the community if it becomes simply, you know, a luxury condo, a private development project.
And getting back to what you were saying a little bit earlier, do you see this as integral to anti-racist struggles in Jamaica Plain?
In some ways, yes. I mean, I think that one of the things that was really interesting that came out of the last neighborhood council meeting was that there was a lot of sort of anti-tenant, anti-poor rhetoric that a lot of neighbors used. And so in some ways, I feel like that is sort of code for poor people, meaning people of color, and anti-tenant, meaning people of color. And so there, you know, so that was actually one of my first opportunities to sort of hear people, you know, say those things, but understand them, and sort of what they really mean is they don't want poor folks of color like living next door to them. And so I think that there's definitely sort of a race and class schism and struggle going on around the fate of Blessed Sacrament Project, although it's not necessarily talked about explicitly like in local newspapers and when people have conversations about it. But if you sort of really peel back the layers and try to understand what people mean when they're saying, you know, we don't want tenants in the neighborhood and we think there should just be homeowners, it's important to kind of question that a little bit and think about what are the notions and the stereotypes that go along with saying those kinds of things.
Finally, I'm curious about how people can get involved in this campaign. If there's someone who's a sort of unaffiliated Jamaica Plain resident and wants to support the cause, is there something that they can do? Is there some way that they can plug in? Where would you direct them?
I would say a couple of different things. One is that if people are interested in specifically supporting the JPNDC proposal, they can contact me here at the JPNDC office, 617-522-2424, extension 279. We're in the process right now of collecting tons of petition signatures in support of affordable housing and keeping Compass on the site and providing spaces for small business as well as programs for the neighborhood. And so we're out, you know, evenings going door knocking and out at Stop and Shop and Hilo and the T stations collecting petition signatures. The other thing I think is important is next Tuesday, the Neighborhood Council is having a meeting where they're voting on what is going to be their final remarks to the Archdiocese and to the city about what they think should happen to Blessed Sacrament. So if people are interested in submitting something in writing or something like that, they can contact the Neighborhood Council. But in addition to that, you know, John Tobin is a Boston City Councilor. And while this is not a city property, you know, certainly as an elected official who represents the neighborhood of Jamaica Plain, it would be important to let him know how one is feeling about the site and what, you know, someone thinks should happen.
Well, thank you very much for this interview. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.